Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Now to a bow down. Your time, what you say, encourage somebody.
anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
About your future.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I thank God. Amen. I pray that you are excited about your future. Amen. I believe your future is bright. Your future is promising. Your future is going to be better than your today. So to God be the glory. Let us get our expectation up. Let us get our anticipation real high. Because God is up to something mighty and something wonderful in our lives. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Pastor Rebecca talked about it a little earlier, the changes of the seasons. And tomorrow's the first day of spring. And she said during her devotion and during the time of meditation, praying, and fasting, that on the first day of spring here in the northeastern area, we have a northeaster storm coming. High winds of 45 miles per hour winds, heavy snow on tomorrow, rain, slush, ice on the first day of spring. And it just shows that sometimes the seasons intertwine with one another, but you are stepping into a new season. Amen. To God be the glory. Don't go by what it looked like or what it feels like. Just go by what God is up to in the name of Jesus. James Fortune, I love that part of the song, Pastor, where he said, our problems have an expiration date. Yeah. Our problems have an expiration date. And there is an end date to anything that you don't like going on in your life right now. We thank God that there is an expiration date, an end date to that dilemma and that drama. Deuteronomy chapter 4, we're going to pray. Deuteronomy chapter 4, looking at a couple of verses. Deuteronomy, the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse number 36. Hear what the word of the Lord says. Out of heaven, he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you. And upon the earth, he showed you his great fire. And you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. Verse 37 says this, and because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them and brought you out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt to drive out nations from before you that are greater and mightier than you, to bring you in, glory be to God, and to give you their land for an inheritance as it is this day. God has brought you out to bring you in. Whatever it is God has brought you out of, it is to bring you into something wonderful. I thank God that he never leaves us just in transition, but just like he brought them out of Egypt and slavery into the promised land, he said, number one, it's because of your fathers, my love for them. And I always tell people I had a praying mother. I'm living off of some of her prayers. And you and I need to know that somebody prayed for us. This is why we pray, because many of us have children. Some of us have grandchildren. Some of us have people that we're going to intercede for on tonight, and there is power in prayer. They got in. He said unequivocally, not because of what they did, but God said, because I love Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I love your fathers. Now you go in and inherit what I promised them. Glory be to God. Out with the old, in with the new. everything that doesn't line up with the will of God for our lives, we are praying tonight for God to remove it, for God to handle it, for God to, in the name of Jesus, to allow the Spirit of the living God to do what he do best, to mold us and to shape us and to form us into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. The devil can't stop you. Circumstances and situations cannot stop you. And we pray for the power of God, because he said, when we pray, guess what? We will experience what they experience. He said they're going to face people that are stronger, people that are mightier, people that have more resources that want to destroy them. They are going to come against something that they are not equipped to defeat. But if God be for us, who can be against us? He said you're going to face enemies that are mightier, enemies that are stronger, enemies that are more able to defeat you, but they will not, because I am with you. So he brought you out to bring us in. Hallelujah. Let God drive them out. Look at verse 38. He said, I will drive them out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you deal with every enemy. We pray in the name of Jesus that you get us ready to believe in the supernatural. Get us ready, God, hallelujah, to be like Jehoshaphat, just praying to God, and God, you will do the rest. This battle is not ours, it belongs to you. So, God, I thank you, hallelujah, for the power of prayer. There are some wars that we don't have to fight in. There are some battles that we don't have to partake in. But, God, all we have to do is cry out to you. We are travailing tonight. We are coming to you, God, because you said come to your throne with a boldness and a courage, and we will find mercy. We will find grace in our time of need. Somebody need a miracle. Somebody is standing in the need of a breakthrough. Somebody, glory be to God, need for you to open a door, God. So we believe by faith right now. Hallelujah. Because you said without faith, it's impossible to please you. We're coming to prayer in faith. Glory be to God. Because we believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. So we are praying and believing, God, that you're going to do the impossible. Hallelujah. Somebody in the name of Jesus, God, needs you to intervene. Hallelujah. Because the enemy has come in like a flood. But God, you said you would raise up a standard among your people that we won't have to compromise. We won't have to do anything ungodly. We don't have to bow down to the devil of this world. We don't have to bow, bend, or break. Oh, I felt God in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for supernatural strength on tonight. Yes. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, because your word says, Jesus said it. Hallelujah. He said, I've given you power over all the power of the devil.
Yes, Lord.
So, God, we need your power on tonight.
Yes.
In the days of Deuteronomy, you said, just like in our day, you will drive out the enemy. You will drive out those who are stronger. You will drive out, in the name of Jesus, every demonic force trying to destroy us and the plan of God for our lives. So, God, we surrender all.
Yes,
we say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Help us to submit. Help us to surrender. Help us, in the name of Jesus, to line up with your will on tonight. Not our will, but your will be done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, I thank you. My wife wrote a book, Don't Die in the Wilderness. I thank you that we got running in our feet.
Yes.
I thank you, in the name of Jesus. Just like spring is coming up tomorrow, we're going into a new season and to a new dimension. But God, we need you. We need your anointing. We need fresh oil. We need the power of God to reside on us. Somebody, hallelujah, need a fresh fire. They need to be lit on fire again for the kingdom. You said the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. So God, as we're being persecuted, as sometimes we're being punished for our belief in you, no weapon against us will prevail. As we continue to pray, as we continue to believe you for miracles, I feel the Holy Ghost, Koto Oshata. I feel the Holy Ghost on this prayer line right now. So God, do what man can't do. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, God. You are worthy to be praised. God, we just thank you for this time that you've allowed us to come together to pray, God. We thank you, Lord, for those who have assembled together tonight to pray, God. Hallelujah. Lord, just, Father God, seeking your face, God, seeking divine intervention, God. We thank you, Lord, for divine intervention. We thank you for your hand upon our lives.
Yes.
We thank you for stopping the storm. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing. Lord, we praise your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. God, we thank you, Lord, that we are not forsaken. We thank you, Lord, that we are the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail, above and never beneath, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. Lord, we praise you on today, God. Hallelujah, for doing the new thing, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for harvest. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough, my God.
Yes.
We thank you for breakthrough, my God. God is saying breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. My God, breakthrough. That thing that's been trying to break you, God says he's giving you breakthrough over that thing, my God. He's breaking you out. He's breaking you through. As a matter of fact, I said it on Facebook today, Jesus is our breakthrough,
yes.
My God. Jesus is my breakthrough, my God. We're not talking about temporary breakthrough. We're not talking about breaking through today to be bound up on tomorrow, but we're talking about breakthrough that lasts forever, a perpetual breakthrough. We're talking about breakthrough when we wake up in the morning and breakthrough when we go to bed at night. We're talking about breakthrough even before the problem comes.
Yes.
We're talking about breaking out and breaking through. My God, hallelujah, knowing that we're manifesting the word of God in our daily lives, that Jesus already stripped the devil of all power, my God, that he has no power over our lives, and we don't have to worry. We don't have to be discouraged. We don't have to be troubled. We can stand up and walk in our power. Amen. Somebody say power.
Power.
I got power. You have the power over everything that's trying to have the power over you right now. You have the power over all principalities and demons.
Yes.
You have the power over poverty.
Thank
you have the power over sickness. You have the power over problems, my God, that are trying to come against you and make you quit, make you throw up your hands. You have the power, my God, and that power. Power is on the inside of you. My God, that power can be released. All you have to do is open your mouth, my God, by faith, and say, I believe and know that I have the victory in this situation.
Yes,
I declare and decree that I am healed. I declare and decree that I am victorious. I declare that my family is victorious.
Jesus.
My children are healed. My children are prospering. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
My marriage is prospering. I declare and decree that I have victory in every single area of my life.
Lord.
There is power in the words that you speak out of your mouth. You got to speak the word of God. Begin to declare scripture over your life. And if you can't, I heard somebody say today, if you don't know scripture, just say Jesus. My God. Just say Jesus. I think it was Professor Pastor Osagwu who said, if you don't know scripture, just say Jesus.
That's
because
it.
God says the name of Jesus is a name that's above every other name. And we can open our mouth and just begin to use that name. We have been given authority as the children of the Most High God to use the name of Jesus. Amen. And at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord over those problems. He is Lord over those bills. He is Lord over that health situation, over that health condition. He is Lord in a marriage that seems to be a bad marriage. God wants you to know today that he's already turned some things around in your favor. My God, he is the God of the turnaround. My God, I'm believing God for some turnarounds. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm believing God for the turnaround.
Turn around, God.
That God will turn around every adverse situation. God has already done it. My God, we got to know Romans 8:28 says that we believe that in all things, God is working for the good of those who are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
My God, those who are called, those who love him and the called according to his purpose. My God. So I don't know about you, but I love God. I love Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And I am the call according to his purpose.
Amen.
He called you with a purpose. He called us with a purpose. Come on, somebody. We have purpose. That's why we pray, because we tap into our power. We tap into our power line on tonight. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God. We worship your holy name. We magnify your name, God. We thank you for Holy Ghost fire, God. We ask that your Holy Ghost will go. Your Holy Spirit will blow winds into every corner, every crevice of every home that's represented under the sound of our voices, oh God, that you will touch each and every individual, God, that you will bless every home, that you will bless the finances, that you will bless every mind. My God, the devil is a liar. He is a liar, and he is already defeated.
Yes.
I tell you, the devil is a defeated foe. The devil is a defeated foe. He has no power. He has no authority. He has no dominion in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. The devil is already defeated in your life. Amen. I know it's hard. I know you're in the middle of the storm. But trouble, my God, Pastor talked about that thing even on when we started the call.
Yeah.
The storm will pass by. Trouble don't last always. My God, it will. Your problems. Your problems. Hear God. Your problems have an expiration date. Your problems do have an expiration date. It's just a season. Winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Amen.
It's just a season. My God. Seasons come and seasons go. My God. That's why you can't tell people are walking in a season of blessing. No. Your life is blessed. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You're walking in the kairos of blessings. This is a blessed time. From the moment you say yay and amen to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, God put you and he pivoted you into a life of blessing.
Yes.
The Zoe, the overflowing life, the abundant life, the blessed life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our seasons will increase. Oh, my God. There will be seasons of increase. My God. Hallelujah. There will be seasons, hallelujah, when the devil will come and try to oppose you. But you are a blessed man of God. You are a blessed woman of God. You're living the blessed life. Amen. Which is the best life. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
God is good all the time. God is good. I love him. Amen. Hallelujah. So, God, we just thank you and we praise you for this time of prayer. We thank you for this time of connecting with you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for being that divine connection, rope of hope, my God. Hallelujah. The blessor, the healer, the deliverer, my God. Hallelujah. The problem solver.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for being all of that and more. My God. Hallelujah. Be a friend that sticks closer than the brother, like the singers would say, the widow in the middle of the wheel.
Yes.
My God, the lily in the valley. We thank you, Lord, for being the lifter of our head. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you for being the doctor in the sick room. My God. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God, and the lawyer in the courtroom. My God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this blessed time. We thank you that our storms and our problems have an expiration date.
Jesus.
in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We ask that you continue to encourage each and every person,
yes,
God,
Lord,
on this prayer line, God. Bless every person that's hearing right now. Bless every person that's on this call. Bless every person and touch and deliver and heal and sanctify, my God. Hallelujah. And break out and be that breakthrough, oh God, for whatever they're going through. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we love you on this evening. Hallelujah. We have a people, Lord, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Resonating and living on the inside of every caller on tonight in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for intercessory prayer. We thank God, amen, for those who have come to be prayer warriors with us on tonight. Glory. Jesus said men ought to always pray, and we ought to pray without ceasing. If my people who have been called by my name, but they would humble themselves, and if they would pray, glory. If they would pray, you have a lot of different people praying. But he said, if
my people
who are called by my name, and we're serving the one and true God, hallelujah, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from sinful ways, I will begin to heal the land. I will turn, that's what Pastor just talked about, turn negative situations into positive outcomes. I'm going to say that one more time. Turn every negative situation into a positive outcome.
Yes.
Somebody need to hear it again, Pastor, including me. Turn every negative situation into a positive outcome. Hallelujah. He says he'll make the crooked things straight. So we thank God for Jesus on tonight and the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo. We're taking callers on tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
If there is a prayer request, if you press 1 on your phone device, we will see that hand raised and we will put you on the air. We just want to come and agree with you and believe God with you. Wherever you're standing in the need of prayer, press 1 on your phone and we will pray with you, pray for you. If there is a praise report tonight, you never know, your testimony, your praise report can encourage somebody. Pastor just said we're binding up that spirit of discouragement on tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Don't let it frustrate you no longer in the name of Jesus. We see a hand raised and we're gonna take that caller. If there's more callers as the night goes on, if you press 1, we will put you in the air and we will pray for you, pray with you in Jesus' name. Pastor, take the first caller on tonight. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. 678. God bless.
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. We are here. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You wipe away all my tears, Lord. You mend a broken heart. You're the answer to it all, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You wipe away all my tears, dear Lord. You mend a broken heart. You're the answer to it. You're the answer to it all, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are here, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every life. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. And yes, he is a miracle worker. I want to thank God so much for everything he's done for me. And he's a healer, because I found myself, my body healing little at a time. I am not where I was at when I started this whole deal with my back. And even though I've always bring it up, because it always, once in a while, gives me pains. But, you know, prayers do work. And I feel, you know, my body feels, I shouldn't say 100%, but it feels so much better than all the other times. So he is a healer. And I worship him all the time. He meets all of my needs, and he's a miracle worker. If he's done it for me, he could do it for anyone. And he has met every one of my needs. He's not a God to lie. And you know, whatever he promised, you know, it will come to pass. So I just want to thank God on this prayer line today. I don't have a prayer request, because it's always the same prayer request for my son and, you know, my family members, all that. But I just want to thank him. I want to thank him. And, oh, there is one. I just came to my mind. We had a kind of tornado not too far from where I live at. And the neighborhood got really, really destroyed, the whole neighborhood. I want to pray for those people that are going through some rough time today because of that tornado that hit last night, that God will provide for them the way he's provided for me. And God bless everybody.
Amen.
On the prayer line.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for the miracle of healing for your back. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you.
Praise you, God. We magnify your name.
Yes.
Lord, you
yes,
are worthy.
Lord.
My God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus.
My God. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You,
Hallelujah.
Thank
we thank
God.
You, Lord.
Thank
for total healing,
thank
God.
You,
we thank you, Lord.
You.
Hallelujah. As you've been healing her little by little, God,
yes,
a first touch, a second touch. We thank you for total healing of that back area, God, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, we thank you for total manifestation of her healing, God. By the stripes of Jesus, she is healed.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God, and we worship you, God. Hallelujah, for the miracle of healing on tonight. Testimony to give you the glory, God, to give you the honor,
Lord.
You the praise, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy, Lord. So we release another touch. We release another touch tonight. Oh, glory. Touch her tonight, God. Touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet,
God.
Touch Sister Maria, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you for total healing, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We
Hallelujah.
Praise you, God. We just thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you for her testimony, God. We thank you, Lord, for her song that she always has in her heart. We thank you for her worship, God. We thank you, Lord, for her blessing, this line, God, each and every time with a song of worship, a song of praise.
Yes.
Just lifting
thank
up your
you,
holy
you.
Name, God. We thank you, Lord, for the song that's in her soul. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are blessing her, that she is already blessed, that she's even, you're increasing her in the area of the blessings that you have, Father God, ordained for her in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
we love you and we bless your name and we worship you, God. And we just thank you, Lord, for her son. We thank you for the baby, her grandbaby that's on the way, God. We thank you, Lord, for a healthy arrival. Lord, we pray over that baby that you will keep the baby safe, that you will keep the baby growing and maturing and developing, God. We bind up the hands of Satan, and we declare breakthrough in every area in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, we pray, Father God, for those people that are in her neighboring town that had the hurricane, God.
Yes.
And, Lord, we ask, Father God, even now, God, that you will go in touch and comfort and restore, oh, God, hallelujah, in that community, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, God, we know that the storm may come and wreck things up, but you are the God that puts things together again. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for putting things back together again, God, in the name of Jesus. So touch those people, oh, God, who have lost homes, who have lost belongings, who have, Father God, suffered, who have to work to put their town back together again, God. Encourage their hearts, oh God. Give them hope for tomorrow, God. And then let them turn to you during this time, God. Let them grow closer to you. And those that know you, let them be saved, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Sister Maria. We thank you for everybody that's connected to her, oh God. And we ask, Father God, that you will bless her and bless each and every one of her loved ones, and bless every person that she's concerned about, and bless her relationships, oh God, and bless, Father God, just bless her, oh God, above and beyond what she can think, ask, or imagine, because she loves you, and she is the called according to your purpose. So we thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you, Lord, for her life. We thank you for her witness, God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, for her breakthrough, oh God. Oh, my God. And we thank you for bringing even more breakthrough to her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to keep her and be that lifter of her head and be that joy and be that strength, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To
God
be the
glory. To God be all the glory.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, we believe God's going to restore that area and allow those people to get back on their feet. Amen. To God be the glory. He's
the
God of grace. Amen. He's a God of grace, and God is going to make a way where there is no way in the name of Jesus.
He's a way maker.
He is a way maker. Hallelujah.
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 God bless you.
He is a way maker. Yes, he is.
God bless.
We love you. God bless
you. Love you too. God bless
you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I got so excited, I hung up on myself instead of taking her line off speaker. Instead of taking Sister Maria's line off speaker, I hung up my phone. Amen. So that's when you get excited about the move of God. God is troubling the waters. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. I talked about that on today. Pastor Emily said, we're back. Amen. But I talked about that on today, where God is troubling the waters. Amen. And so many people are waiting for God to move in an unusual way. But God says, I'm moving in the unusual way.
Jesus.
My God, I'm moving in a way that I've never moved before. I'm moving in the unexpected way. I'm moving underneath the currents. Amen. Hallelujah. So some of you wonder why you can't see God, why you can't trace God. And that's because God is moving underneath the sea. He's moving under the radar. Amen. Hallelujah. But I got something to tell you, and it's good news, and that is that God is moving. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. He is moving in the middle of that situation. And Jesus, remember, healed the man that was impotent. He healed the man that, by the pool outside of the water.
Yes.
Amen. The man did not have to get in the water. That's what God is saying today. He's going to do some things that are out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. God says, I'm about to do some things that are out of the box. Stop looking at the natural for me, because I'm not a natural God. I'm a supernatural God, and I'm moving in the supernatural realm. Amen. God is moving in the supernatural realm. Amen. That's the realm that we cannot see with the natural eye. Amen. Hallelujah. We can only discern. You know, God says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart and mind of man things that I have prepared for you. But there's another clause, there's another part to that scripture. He said, but it has been discerned by the Spirit. My God.
Yes.
But it has been revealed by the Spirit. By the Spirit of God. Amen.
Yes.
That's why we got to tap into the spirit realm. Amen. Because God is revealing by the Spirit those things that he has planned, those things that he has already ordained, those things that he is doing. I don't know about you, but that makes me happy. That makes me elephant happy and giraffe glad.
Jesus.
Amen. As my old pastor used to say. Amen. That makes me peanut butter and jelly happy. Amen. When I think about the goodness of God and all he's done for us, I'm telling you, we serve a mighty God, a mighty God. Amen. And God is doing some things outside of the box. God is restoring. God is replenishing. God is rebuilding.
Yes.
God is revitalizing. Some of you, God is saying, I'm going to restore your youth. My God, the life has taken its toll on you up until a certain point. But God says, you are at a place of turnaround, and I'm restoring your youth. I'm giving back the years that the cankerworm has stolen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm giving it back to you. Everything that the devil stole, everything that the palmer worm and the cankerworm and the locust and the caterpillar ate up, God says, it ain't really ate up. Amen. Because I'm restoring it. Amen. Amen. It's not going to be recycled. It's going to be restored. My God. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, somebody. You need to hear me. It's going to be restored to just better than new. My God. Better than new. Better than new. A new you. My God.
Right.
Walking into a new time with God, a new positioning with God. Amen. God says, I'm elevating some of you in the spirit realm. Amen. You're not going to be just church folk. You're not just going to be going to church, but God says, I have greater for you, greater things, greater works will you do, greater works will you do, Jesus said. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So get ready. Get ready.
Pastor, that's so powerful, as you said, that man was impotent, paralyzed for 38 years.
Yes.
And he had even more excuses when Jesus showed up on the scene.
Yes.
But Jesus was about to do something out of the ordinary.
My God.
Uncommon, unusual, unlimited blessing. And as the people witnessed, amen, Jesus' power, hallelujah. It wasn't about the water. It wasn't about the angel even stirring the water. It was about the power of God. And I thank God that he is, amen, yet working on us in the name of Jesus. And there's another prayer request on tonight. You press 1, we will put you on the air, and we will pray with you, pray for you, believe in God, and just stand in the gap, amen, believe in God, that he's going to move on your behalf and whatever you need God to do in this season and in this time in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Praying for Mother Mae Thomas in the name of Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, for my mother-in-law, my mom. I thank you for her life, her witness, her testimony, God, in the name of Jesus, that the praise of the Lord is in her mouth and in her belly. I thank you that the joy of the Lord is still her strength. God, meet every need. Thank you for supplying her with the resources that she needs in the name of Jesus for life and godliness. I thank you, glory be to God, as she continues to impact the family, as she continues, Lord, to even go after her personal dreams and goals, God, that you would meet every need in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for health and wellness, healing every area in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, hallelujah, God, that you are right now yet working in situations, God, that she has put before your altar, in the name of Jesus. So bless every child, bless every grandchild, amen. Touch her siblings, her, hallelujah, those, Lord, down in that Florida or North Carolina area, wherever they reside, South Carolina. God, I thank you that you hear her prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. So bless my mom, bless her household, everything she put her hands to, Lord, prosper it as only you can in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And right now, Father God, we pray for the people in Maryland, oh God, hallelujah, as they have witnessed and experienced a school shooting, oh God. We pray for those two students that were injured right now, Lord. We pray your healing touch over their lives in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for the family of the gunman, oh God, hallelujah, that you will, Father God, even, Father God, touch and comfort his family, even at the loss of his life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know that you are able to do all things. We bind up that spirit of murder that's going through our schools. We declare and decree, as Pastor did on Sunday, that not one school shooting will hit any of our schools that our children are in. And even we take it beyond that, and we bind up that spirit of school shootings right now in the name of Jesus.
No more.
We declare no more. We stop the devil right now. We shackle his hands. We declare that our children, all of our children, all of our children across America are safe to go to school without harm or danger, without injury, without worries about somebody coming in with a gun. Lord, we pray for the White House. We pray, Father God, for the President of the United States, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to be in the White House, that you will give President Trump wisdom, oh God, on how to govern this country, God. We pray, Father God, that you will give him wisdom on how to keep this country safe. We pray that you will give him wisdom on how to care for the poor and needy. We pray that you will give him wisdom on how to, Father God, legislate in the name of Jesus and deal with foreign policy. Lord, we pray for wisdom in the White House. We pray for America. We pray for America, new creation. We pray for America right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We see that hand. We pray for new creation, Christian ministries, God. We pray for the church, God. We pray for revival, Father God, to hit that house, oh God, that there will be a revival like never before at 1482 Maple Avenue. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hand on that church. We thank you, Lord, for giving Pastor and I wisdom with which to lead your people. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We ask for more wisdom. We ask, Father God, for more power. We ask for more influence, Father God, in the land. We ask that you expand our territory, God, that you will bless us and bless us indeed, that you will extend the tents of our borders. We ask, Father God, that you will allow this word to get out there, Father God, that you will touch the hearts of the people, that you will send victory over cancer and man problems, and let them, these two books go viral in the name of Jesus, that you will save souls and change lives, that you will bless every family, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the Callow family. We pray for the Thomas family. We pray for the Jackson family. We pray for the Johnson family. We pray for the Bethea family. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for every family, for the Thomas family. We pray for the Simmons family. We pray for every family, oh God. We pray for Dawn Marie and her family. We pray for the Cooper family. We pray for every family, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Edmonds family. We pray for the Interesting family. We pray for, hallelujah, every family, God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Maria's family. We pray for, my God, every family, God, hallelujah, that's represented in that church, that you will continue to bless and let your fires burn, oh God. Let people, everybody in that church just catch on fire,
yeah,
and burn with the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Families are covered by the blood of Jesus. We see this hand raised. He's going to get right to this next caller in the name of Jesus. Area code.
We pray for the Leak family. We pray for the Leak family. We pray for the Leak family right now, God. Touch Sister Rita. Touch her family, God. Bless her family, oh God. Bless that entire region in the name of Jesus. Even as she's away from her church home, oh God, we pray for her family, God. We pray for her, oh God, for open doors, oh God. Divine manifestation of your blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen each and every individual. Continue to lift up every family name that we called up. Continue, Father God, to undergird and empower, oh God. Continue to bless and heal in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Area code 732. Amen. God bless you.
Hello, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. How you doing? This is Elijah.
God bless you.
God bless you. We're doing well.
We're doing really well, son. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just want to say thanks for playing that song by James Fortune. As I was listening to it, it had really ministered to my heart. You know, just the past few months, I've just been going through a lot, and it just really, really ministered to me. But I have a prayer request. I'm not going to get deep into it. I just want to, you know, just ask that you guys just pray for me as I'm just going through some things. You know, I know God don't put us through that we can't get out of, and I have strong faith.
Yeah.
And I know I have some praying pastors as well, also praying for me. So also, I just want to say that, can you God just put in a prayer for me as I, you know, continue to keep my faith and hold on.
Yes,
we're going to lift that up before
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for Elijah tonight, your
yes,
son,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you for his health, his strength, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the supernatural spirit of God being on the inside of this young man, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that his future is secured in you. We know, glory be to God, the promises and the prophecy over his life
yes,
will come to pass in due season. We thank you in the name of Jesus that discouragement or frustration or disappointment will not, Father God, destroy the plan of God for his life. Thank you for his mom, his brother, his sisters, God, the Davis family and household. Bless all in the name of Jesus. Now, God, strengthen him in his weakened areas. I bind up any spirit, any negative thought, any demonic mouth that may be on this young man, those practicing witchcraft, those haters or those enemies, God, known and unknown in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment of the devil in the name of Jesus. So, God, we know he's already successful. We understand he's already accomplished. But, God, in the name of Jesus, you said sometimes he must walk through the fire and the flood. Now, God, equip him and ready him and anoint him with your power in the name of Jesus. Give him the ability to move forward in spite of the opposition. Give him the determination, God. Give him determination like he's never known before to go after his destiny in you. In the name of Jesus. So God, encourage his heart on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Don't allow this circumstance. Don't allow this current situation. Don't allow what he's facing right now in this moment to derail the plan of God for his life. So God, I believe and I know by your word that he's already blessed. He's already anointed. He's already, in the name of Jesus, chosen by you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Before he was formed in his mother's womb, you knew him.
My God.
You ordained him.
Yes,
and you chose him. So, God, bless him. Keep him. And watch over him with your angels. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, that you would give him wisdom beyond his years. Give him even the strategy, God,
yes,
on how to deal with what he's at, whatever he's facing.
Yes.
Give him discernment,
my God,
to see his way out, to guard his heart and to guard his mind. Watch his thinking, God.
Yes, Lord.
Don't allow the thoughts of the devil to infiltrate what you are doing. So every lie of the devil trying to lie to his mindset, we bind that spirit up.
My God.
Even the negative voices that may try to come into his life, negative people being in his ear, we bind that spirit up. And we say, God, have your way.
Have your way.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much, God.
You be encouraged, son. Amen. You're going to get to wherever your goals and dreams are. You just walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I received that. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. So good to hear from you. And definitely, you know to come and get prayed for. Whatever you're going through, God is bringing you through. And we love you, and we just thank God for your victory. We thank God for your victory. We're declaring victory over your life right now in the name of Jesus and every area. Amen. Without even going into all us, anything and everything, we just declare victory over your life in every single area in the name of Jesus. So you walk out that victory. Stay close to God. Keep holding on to his unchanging hand, because he's not going to fail you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you, son. Talk to you soon. Love you.
All right. Love you guys, too. See you guys
soon. God bless. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, that was all. We're gonna end here. Amen. We thank God for being on this line tonight. We love you all. We pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. And that God will continue to just show you everything that you need to see underneath the surface. God, like Elijah, like I was saying earlier, the waters are moving. God is working beneath the surface. Amen. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he would repent and change his mind about anything that he has said. So we are confident that God is going to fulfill his word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. We do have to go out right now, but we thank God for each and every one of you. We will see you tomorrow on Word Wednesday.
Yes.
And then on Sunday, please listen, God is doing some mighty things at New Creation Christian Ministry. You don't want to miss this kairotic time that we are at with God. God is moving mightily in the house. So find yourself in the house of the Lord on Sunday. This Sunday is Palm Sunday. There's a word from the Lord. Amen. There's going to be a mighty move of God in the house of God. And we meet at 12:30. Amen. So God bless you all. Do sow a seed. We thank you for those who have sown. We thank you for those who have sown. We have received your seed, and we thank you for sowing into this great work. This is a great work that we're doing. We thank you for sowing into this great work, and it's to God be the glory. It's not about Pastor Anthony or myself. It's to God be the glory, and we thank God for those who he has allowed to come in alongside of us and pray with us and even sow into the work that he has us doing, amen, at your church. Or if you're on this prayer line, you know, and this is your church. If you're, you know, new part of New Creation, this is your church. It's not Pastor my church. This is our church, amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you. You all know the website by now. If you don't, it's nccmonline.org, nccmonline.org. So we love you. God bless you. Continue to believe. This song is for you, Elijah. Here's another song. And for all of you who are waiting for God to make a way, here's another song to encourage your heart. God bless you.
You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall.